This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi today on the week of Christmas. Oh boy, this is an exciting time. I bet you the kids and the family are really going wild waiting for the big day to come, huh? Well, we have a big second hour for you. My first guest is a lovely lady who's been on our show several times over the years. She has a new Christmas CD out that we're going to be playing and talking about. The daughter of the great Dean Martin, Dina Martin, will be here. We're going to talk about Christmases Gone By with Cyndi Lauper. She's such a sweet lady. And then from Saturday Night Live fame, comedian Kevin Nealon will be joining us. And Claudia Lombana is going to be here. She has a very interesting story to tell. She claims it pays to be a last-minute shopper for Christmas. This I gotta hear. And it's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. We'll be right back with Dina Martin.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Chestnut roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. When you take a voice like that, and a beautiful, beautiful face, and an equally beautiful personality, you have our next guest, and that is Dina Martin. Hi, Dina, how are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm doing so good, and thank you so much for this CD. I love this. It's got all these great songs, but a lot of them, of course, were ones that were sung by your dad and Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis. I mean, you did a great job with this.
Thank you so much. We put our heart and soul and all of our money into it.
There you go. Heart and soul comes cheap. The money is expensive.
Yes, that's right. You know, it's to have these gorgeous arrangements and these incredible musicians, the big band and 40 strings and the cellos and harps. And, I mean, it's truly Christmas time. And boy, did we have a lot of fun recording it.
What month did you record this in?
It was June. It was hot. It was so hot. And so we just cranked up the air conditioning. I got some garlands and put tinsel on the microphone.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Well, you know what? It's all about feeling the Christmas, and we just really got into the spirit of it, and it was so much fun. Because Christmas is my favorite time of year, of course.
Of course. But, you know, it's funny because I don't think people realize that you record these things so far in advance. That's why I asked. I talked to someone. I don't know who it was. They said that they had a Christmas tree and they had presents and they had hot chocolate. And then they walked out and got in their convertible and was sweating like crazy because it was the middle of the summer. But Dina, for those people who may not know this, not only lives out in California, but in Branson, Missouri, and I missed you when I was out there a couple of weeks ago, but I so badly wanted to see you because we have been missing each other. I think one time you were in Orlando and I was in Branson.
I think that's true. Isn't that well, we're like ships passing in the night.
That's exactly.
But we will definitely get it together. And I'm so sorry I didn't get to didn't get to see you, but I usually every year I do something for the veterans.
Yeah.
And cuz I mean that's why we are all free here today. It's because of our vets. And I'm just so sorry that we didn't get to see you. And I had just done a show, I think, with Tony Orlando.
Yes.
For MDA,
and
I know he was going to be doing the show, but I was already pre-booked someplace else, and it's a heartbreaker for me. I wish there were a couple of me, and I could be everywhere.
I wish there was, too. I'd take one. But you and I have chatted so many times in the past, but I didn't realize all of the things that you were doing. Let me just touch the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Aside from the fact that she made her debut on television a few years back on your dad's show, I'll just say it that way, okay?
Okay.
Professionally trained actress at Dartington College of Arts in the United Kingdom, was on stage with the English productions of Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, Taste of Honey, and then in this country with the Star Spangled Girl, and of course her single Girl of the Month Club, and was on a Monkees episode, and then motion pictures with Young Billy Young, Strangers at Sunrise, A Voice in the Night, and a fitness company, the Dina Martin Total Body Workout, an author of Memories Are Made of This, her tour of Memories Are Made of This, and I also didn't realize, I guess as being told this, it kind of struck a chord that you're also on radio.
On radio, and you forgot to say I was a pilot.
I didn't know that you were a pilot.
You didn't know I was a pilot?
No, I didn't. What are you checked out in?
Yes, well, we own a 310, a Cessna 310.
Do you?
Twin.
Really? Twin?
But I started, you know, of course, on the, you know, a 152, 172.
Right.
And yes, yeah, so I am. It's a little scary.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine. My son was taking, who, by the way, was my son who at 16 years old when we went to California had to go visit your father's grave. I'm telling you. His license plate, I think I told you this once before, his vanity plate on the front said Dino. And the day he found out that your father passed away, he cried like a baby and he was maybe 15, 16 years old.
So you brought him up right.
Oh, absolutely.
How incredible is that?
We had to go to visit your father's grave with a picture of him next to it, or he didn't want to go to California. That was it. I mean, that was the bottom line. But he started flying.
That warms my heart. It's so amazing. And in fact, I was the one who decided to have on his gravestone, it says, Dean Martin, everybody loves somebody.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, and there's always a rose or something in that little vase that's there. Now, I understand that the Memories Are Made of This, though, might be a movie.
Yes, and we are working on that now. Everything in Hollywood takes forever, so
right.
It seems like it's taking forever. But Bonnie Hunt is writing the screenplay.
And Joe?
And Joe Mantegna, Joe has done so much. He's going to direct it, and the very lovely Miss Jennifer Love Hewitt is going to play me.
Oh, really?
That's very exciting. She's a wonderful actress
and
a very
is.
Good singer too.
Yes, yes.
And we look very similar, and so now, well, trying to get that screenplay written and then figure out who could play Dean Martin.
How about?
Huh?
Me.
You.
Of course.
Let's see. Now, are you a really good actor, Ron?
No, let me tell you something. I'm a singer, and I do a medley of your dad's hits, including the one that of course, I'm Italian, so I have to do, Return to Me and everything else.
Of course.
But if you don't do Houston, you're just not going to do it,
Going back. Houston.
Now, Joe would play a good role as your dad.
He did in that Rat Pack movie.
That's right.
And he was, it was so nice to watch him because he was respectful. And he played Dean Martin the way he should be. Cool.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that, you know, sometimes when I see these Dean Martin impersonators and they're playing my father real drunk and things like that, it's just...
No, it's bad.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Bob Anderson does a nice routine.
Oh, Bob is so good, isn't he?
Yeah, his hands even become larger.
I know. Well, that's funny. He becomes everybody he plays.
Yeah, I know he does. I know. He becomes Tony
when
Bennett.
When he does Tom Jones and his eyes are open like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
He's unbelievable. I'm anxious about this movie. I'll be honest with you, Dean. I'm really excited about that.
So am I.
You know I mentioned to you the last time that I bought a Stutz Blackhawk like your father had.
Uh-huh.
And when I show it at car shows, I actually show two people in that car. Three. I have a picture of Elvis. I have a picture of Sammy Davis, and the one right in the middle is your dad next to his Stutz. This is the shot. He's standing in front of the house. His collar is up.
That was at 601 Mountain Drive in Beverly Hills.
Wow. Yeah, great picture. I love that picture. You live in California, and you live in Branson. Do you have some Branson dates coming up?
Now, I don't know that I'm going to be doing shows here in Branson unless it's for the vets.
Okay.
Because I am mainly traveling all around. When we come to Branson, it's so nice to, we chill out, and I've probably just enough time to change horses and then out on the road again.
Well, let me know the next time you go out and change horses out there, okay? But in the meantime, go out and get Dina Martin, White Christmas. This has got to be playing on your CD player on Christmas Eve.
And it's so beautiful. And I'm not just saying this just because it's me. It's just such a good album.
It is.
Put it together so beautifully. My husband, I was a producer, and it's something that everybody needs to have. And just the pictures inside are beautiful. When you have the whole family, the Martins and Sinatras, if they want it personalized, they can go to dinamartin.com or they can get it on Amazon or iTunes. It's really, really well done, and I'm just so proud of how it turned out.
And you should be, and thank you for personalizing it to me. I appreciate that.
Yes. Well, for you, anything.
Oh, well, you're a sweetheart. Go to dinamartin.com. Find out where Dina is going to be playing. Dina, happy holiday, dear. We love you.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll see you in April. You have a great holiday.
You too, dear.
Okay,
Dina Martin.
Bye-bye.
Dina Martin has been our guest. She is so nice. What talent. And she has a brand new CD out called Dina Martin, White Christmas. And we will be back with more on Ron Segi Today.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, oh, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I'm ecstatic to have our next guest with us. I love this lady. Joining us right now is Cindy Lauper. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Ron. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you, too. And I meant what I said. You are terrific. From the days that you appeared on The Tonight Show, barefoot, singing all those great songs, Johnny loved you, the nation loved you. I love you, Cindy.
Oh, thank you.
I have to congratulate you on your success and being part of lighting up the Christmas tree.
The Christmas tree light. You know, when they light the Christmas tree, that's a big, big, big deal for New Yorkers. And it was always a tradition during the Christmas holidays. You'd always go and see the tree. You know, it's a big deal. Go see the tree, you know. That and I guess the Yule log. We used to turn on the Yule log.
The old Yule log, yeah, right.
And watch, you know, It's a Wonderful Life just one more time. But, you know, we always used to come into New York City when I was little. We were in the city, but I mean in Manhattan, and look at the store windows and check out the tree. And at all different stages of my life, I've been doing it. And this is the second time that I've sung under the tree or by the tree, and it's pretty awesome. It really is. I think it's exciting.
Well, you know, it's funny because when you see something as a youngster, as a child, and you think to yourself, wow, how cool is that? And then you become part of whether it's somebody you met, whether it was a television show you watched, or whether it was a Christmas tree being lit at Rockefeller Center. I mean, it's kind of cool when you obviously live out something that you, from afar, used to admire. Isn't that a sensational feeling?
It's kind of like, you always think, wow, who would have thunk this?
Right.
You know, and then there you are. But that's life for you, you know. Christmas is about family. So it was kind of awesome for me to be part of that. That's how I'll be doing Home for the Holidays. You're all over, aren't you?
I'm all over the place. Yeah, really. I'm like a bad dream. I'm everywhere. Cindy, I look down all of your accomplishments. I mean, listen to this. Nominated for 15 Grammy Awards, 2 American Music Awards, 7 American Video Awards, 18 MTV Awards.
Of course, the Tony Award, your work at the Three Penny Opera, the Broadway debut, your best-selling autobiography, Cyndi Lauper, A Memoir. That's a long, long way from your first appearance on The Tonight Show.
Well, you got to diversify, you know what I mean? That's all I tried to do. I just thought, you know, I don't want to be stuck in a rut. I want to live life. I want to experience it, so I did as much as I could. I want to learn.
You want to have fun?
Yeah.
Tell us about the foundation, the True Colors Fund.
That I started with my manager and my agents. My manager, Lisa Barbarese, continues to work tirelessly on it. We have this wonderful person, Gregory Lewis, who heads it up. And we have these fantastic people who work on the team. And they've been making great headway and really helping the kids as opposed to just having... I didn't want to have something that was just a foundation. I figured, you know, either let's really do something. So we have been... We put together a network. That was the one blessing that now finally people all over the country can talk to each other or get information from each other to find out which program works best for the kids. And these are the gay kids, the gay and transgender kids who are thrown out.
Yeah.
And honestly, to me, I don't care.
Yeah, of course.
What color, what preference, what gender. You don't throw kids away.
That's right, absolutely.
Right, those are our future. You don't know who you're going to find there that's going to cure cancer, or who's going to be the great economist, or who's going to... You don't know where they come from.
You don't know, of course not. Yeah, that's exactly right.
I was voted most likely to die in high school, and here I am.
Oh, you know you were. Were you really?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm glad they were wrong about that. You talked earlier about going to the city and watching the tree grow up as a youngster. How do you spend? How does Cyndi Lauper spend Christmas these days? What are you going to be doing this year?
I just want to be with my family. I just want to see my family. That's the most important thing for me, always.
Yeah.
You know, and whether I don't care what we do. Let's go out to eat. I could cook. It could be scary. I'd rather go out to eat.
Just gonna say.
No, you know, I can make Italian food. That's about it. And then your choices slim down. But, you know, for Christmas, it's got to be. And Christmas Eve. Oh, my God. Christmas Eve is the best time.
Yeah.
You know, because there's people caroling. You can go downtown to hear caroling. You can go uptown and see the tree. You could go by Lincoln Center and look at that decoration. All up Fifth Avenue, you could see stuff. So it's really exciting.
I couldn't be happier for you. When I hear you describe Christmas, I can picture a Christmas with Cyndi Lauper. I think it would be like, and take this complimentary, it would be like an old-time fun Christmas rather than a commercial Christmas. I just sense that with you.
Well, sometimes. We used to cut up oranges and put them on the radiators with a little cinnamon.
Really?
Make it smell like Christmas.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, gosh. How great.
No, listen, I love Christmas.
Ah, great. And we love you, too. Cyndi, I think in the years we've been doing the show, this is the first time you've been on board. And I have to tell you, I got to have you come back and chat about all of your great success and some of the things you're going to be doing in the new year. You're terrific, and we love you here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Cyndi. And it sounds like one of these days my goal is going to spend a little bit of the Christmas holiday with you on Broadway. You sound like you're the perfect Christmas pal.
Well, Broadway's become so much fun.
Yeah,
it's always been, but it's having some real life now. It's really, there's a lot of really wonderful shows, really wonderful shows.
Well, Cyndi, thank you for joining us, and Merry Christmas, dear, okay?
Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, Cyndi. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a lovely lady. Cyndi Lauper. She is so good. I love listening to her sing and perform. And you're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial federal shutdown is expected to drag on through Christmas. President Trump and congressional leaders are still stuck in a standoff over his border wall with Mexico. The Senate has adjourned, but could be called back at any time if there's a deal. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blames the Democrats.
They brought this about because they're under a lot of pressure from their far left and feel compelled to disagree with the president on almost anything, and certainly this.
And Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the problem is in the White House.
Repeatedly, the president has privately agreed to a deal with congressional leaders only to reverse himself when criticized by the far right. We can't have another situation when the president signals support at first, but then reverses himself, which is precisely what caused this shutdown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
people across the USA and around the world. Our next guest has been with us in the past, but it was a long time ago. I think it was before the flood, to be honest with you. And he's done a lot of things in this business. We're going to go down all of the stuff that he's done. Well, not everything, because we'd be here till the time his new special is coming out in Showtime. It's called Whelmed, But Not Overly. I love that. Joining us right now is the talented Kevin Nealon. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Good, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks for joining us. It's been a long time since you and I have chatted, and I'm glad you're back.
Oh, thank you very much.
I have to tell you that you sometimes kind of forget. But when you look at somebody's accomplishments, and I said this to Steve Allen one time. He said, don't read it like that. It sounds like an obituary. But but the fact of the matter is that you have done a ton of things. I mean, you have been honored in 2006, 7, 9 Golden Globe nominations, 2007 and 9. Weeds was nominated for a Screen Actors Guild Award, including 9 years on Saturday Night. Eight. Is it 9 or 8?
Nine seasons of Saturday Night Live.
See, and I miss you on there.
Oh, thank you. I had a good time on there.
Is it hard to walk away from shows like Weeds and Saturday Night Live?
It is a little bit, you know, but it's, when you've been on a show for that long, you're kind of also excited about what's ahead for you, and it'll be a change, and I think change is good and kind of keeps you motivated and excited. I was just in Monterey this morning, and I was flying on United Airlines, and the guy that was checking me in said he's got 14 more days left at this job. And I thought, what? Why are you leaving? He goes, well, we all got laid off.
Wow.
And I was thinking to myself, I wonder what that's like to, you know, get laid off from a job, and where do you go from there when you live in a small town? And, you know, I mean, I know that happens to a lot of people, but for me, I have stand-up comedy, so I could, even if, you know, I leave a show like Weeds or Saturday Night Live, I have the stand-up comedy to fall back on.
Yeah, that's the entrepreneurial atmosphere that you have. I mean, I'm the same way. Somebody says, you know, what happens if you can't stop working? I say, well, this isn't really not what you call heavy labor, what I do. You know, I mean, it's like I'm not digging a ditch or something, and you can do it to, you know, forever if you, you know, help things out. Now, let's talk about this stand-up, Kevin, and I mean this sincerely. I've said this a million times on the air. You know, I do a lot of MC work. I'm a singer. The hardest, I think absolutely the hardest form of entertainment for the person performing is comedy, stand-up comedy, because you're living and dying like every 6 seconds. And I got to give you guys a lot of credit, because that really and truly is a talent that is very, very sacred.
See, I think singing is more of a challenge.
Well, if you can't sing, it would be.
Yeah.
Good point.
Every time I start singing around the house, my wife goes, I didn't know you couldn't sing.
You've surprised me with something every day, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. But for me, stand-up, it's, you know, at first, it was so exciting, and it's such a rush when you're on stage and the audience is laughing. And you know, when you're first starting out, you're sweating more and a little more stressed. But now it's kind of at the point where I really enjoy doing it, and I don't worry about it, and it's just very pleasant for me. And I think the audience has been trained over the last couple of decades for stand-up comedy, because it's become so pervasive in our society. Stand-up, you know, when somebody comes into a room and it's a microphone, you don't really have to warm up the audience. You just go right into a bit, and they're with you.
My impression of singing is that if you're dying on a vine as a singer, then you just butt all the songs together and nobody hears the deafening silence, okay?
Yeah.
When you're a comedian, you can't do that. I mean, you're up there, you know, and you're by yourself. You can't turn to the guitar
player. You are doing a high wire act, and there's so many different elements that can happen, too. You could have a crowd that's drunk. You could have a heckler.
Yeah.
I had a guy in my audience, he passed out in the chair. Everybody thought he had a heart attack. Everybody was looking for an aspirin. I guess people get headaches when people get a heart attack.
Yeah, they get headaches.
It's stress on people. I got a headache. This guy just had a heart attack.
Yeah, right.
But, so, you know, you have to really be flexible, and that's what happens when you're able to adapt to that more the longer you've been doing stand-up and the more experienced you are.
Well, there's no question about that. Do you remember the, he's gone now, Dennis Wolfberg?
Yes, in fact, I just ran into two of his kids last week. But I was doing a fundraiser event where they're honoring George Shapiro.
Oh, yes, sure.
And his kids were there. They came up to these two kids who are in their late teens or early 20s and said, hi, we're Dennis Wolfberg's son.
Yeah, he loved those kids. He really did. But, you know, he told me one time when he was starting off in comedy that he was working a club. He was also teaching at the time.
That's right.
And he was in this club, and there were three people, him, the one guy in the front, and the bartender. And he looked at his watch. I just thought this was a real trooper, which all you guys are. He looks at his watch. He's got 7 minutes to go, and he's used up everything. And he got the guy in the front row, him, and the bartender. So he had to fill 7 minutes, so he sang MacArthur Park.
I'm impressed that he knew all the words to that.
Yeah, I know. That in itself. Now, tell us about this great Showtime special that's coming up, Whelmed But Not Overly. I love the title.
Thank you. It's my second one-hour Showtime special.
Yeah.
And I put off doing a special for a long time. My first one was a couple of years ago, and I put it off because I don't like to watch myself on TV. I'm so critical, and I could think of so many different things I could improve and fix. But I figured, I've been doing stand-up for so long, I want to at least document some of my material.
Sure.
And so I did a special a couple of years ago called Now Hear Me Out. And then this one comes along now, and it's kind of a reflection of my life, kind of a mirror image of my life, but exaggerated, of course, and twisted and a little more obscure, absurd. So I'm really happy with the way it came out. I taped it in Denver, outside of Denver.
Oh, I was going to ask you where you did it, yeah.
Yep, and...
comedy capital of the world.
That's right. And I have a really fun cold opening that I shot in Los Angeles. You ever see those sign spinners?
Yeah, sure. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I saw one in Georgetown. He was really good. He was spinning it everywhere, you know, jumping over it and throwing it up in the air. And I thought that would be a really cool way to present credits.
Yeah.
The opening of something. And when I was doing my special, I remembered that sign spinner. I didn't find that guy, but I found a different guy out in L.A. and had him do it. And it came out really cool.
Yeah, those guys have, like, a career of their own.
They actually have competitions for sign spinning.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, yeah.
Now Hear Me Out, though, is available on DVD now, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Now, when you do a comedy special like this, do you just do one show, or do you do, like, some concerts do where they do, like, two or three and then cut in the best?
You typically do two shows. You wear the same outfit.
Outfit, yeah.
And have the same lighting. Yeah, you try to take the best of both.
Kevin, how many days a year are you on the road?
I don't know. I really don't know. When I was getting ready to do the special, I was doing every weekend.
Well, that's a nice schedule. That's great doing it that way. Yeah.
And I found that you really have to work on the road a lot to come up with a lot of material and to be polished.
Yeah.
You can't just kind of go out every once in a while.
No, right. No. But you know, the one thing about being on the road vis-a-vis doing Saturday Night Live or doing a special like this is, boy, you eat up a lot of material when you're on national television versus going out to 75 one-nighters. I mean, guys like Jimmy Fallon just eat up material like crazy.
Yeah, but guys like have, like, you know, yeah. A dozen writers writing for him every day.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I'm always amazed at where the comedy comes from. You said this is kind of a profile of your life. But you know, when you walk down a mall, do you see things that, I don't want to say the normal person, but the boring person doesn't see that are funny? That's pretty philosophical.
I really don't know what other people see, but people ask me what I think is funny or who I think is funny, and I have some of my favorite comedians, but also I think the funniest people are kids.
Yeah.
I love those shows, like the Bill Cosby show.
Yeah, kids are funny.
Yeah. Or even Candid Camera, remember that show?
Oh, sure, with Alan Funt, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with the kids on there, they're just so innocent, but there's such a soulful funniness to them.
No, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, I mean, when Art Linkletter started that segment on his show, I mean, it took off like gangbusters.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Do you ever get down to Orlando, Kevin?
I do. I do a lot of corporate stuff down there.
Well, you gotta let me know. How old is your son?
He's 5 and a half.
So he obviously would enjoy Universal Studios if you guys came down here.
Oh, yeah. He's at that age now where he's really into all that stuff.
Well, you got to do that. Be our guest down here one time when you're doing a show. I'd love to have you down here because...
That would be great. I'll take you up on that.
Yeah. As they say, you have my number. You know where I'm at, and I can't get away.
All right.
So
cool.
The offer holds. Now, again, Showtime. Whelmed, but not overly. And it's a great show that put together by Kevin Nealon. I'm going to go back to what I said earlier in the show. And when you left Saturday Night Live, I really missed you. But as they say, all good things must come to an end. That's what my wife told me just the other day. Why am I doing one-liners to Kevin Nealon, who is the king of comedy here? Hey, Kevin, thank you so much, and we'll be watching, okay?
Great. Thanks, Ron. It's good talking to you.
Okay, good talking to you, Kevin. Kevin Nealon's been our guest. He was the anchorman on Saturday Night Live. He does so many things. Really multi-talented, and I liked what he said about the stand-up comedy. In his particular case, if he loses a TV gig, he's always got the stand-up to fall back on, if you will. And there's more to come with Ron Seggie today.
as a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Today, our next guest certainly is no stranger to our show. At last, someone has been realistic when it comes to shopping, okay? She's a shopping specialist, Peabody Award and Emmy Award-winning journalist, joining us right now talking about last-minute holiday shopping, which has my name all over it, is Claudia Lombana. Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm great. Happy to be back with you. Also, I'm in the same camp as you with the procrastination for the holiday shopping.
I talk to a lot of people this time of the year, and they say, get your shopping done early. Some people start in June. You hear that, and it's so much of a utopia situation that you can't even relate to these people, okay? But you say it may pay to procrastinate. Tell us why.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it would be nice to have it done. I can see that being a nice feeling. But for a lot of us, that's just not in our nature, Ron. Like, we're last-minute people. I definitely am. And it is okay because there are still good deals to be had out there. Certainly, the use of the Internet has given us procrastinators and last-minute shoppers a lot more options than we had previously for the most popular gifts and for the gifts that, you know, we feel can be nice personalized gifts to give. And this year, certainly, we're going to see more consumer spending than we have ever before during the holiday season. Retailers don't want to miss out on that revenue, so they're making sure that their customers and that consumers they want to attract have those last-minute options as well.
Now, you see, here's the fallacy up till now when it comes to last-minute shopping. Number one, availability, and number two, price. But that's not the case, is it?
Not necessarily, because availability, a lot of retailers have different availability for brick and mortar than they do for online.
Give us some ideas for last minute shopping and an idea that has some merit to it. Something that maybe is a special gift. Normal circumstances, you would have to wait like 6 weeks to get.
Okay, so I've got a couple for you. So first, one of the first things that comes to mind is family time during the holiday season. And for me, since I was a kid, I've loved playing games during the holiday season. When I'm home for Christmas, I like to engage the whole family with some game playing. And this year we've got the perfect family-friendly game, Carnival Games. Now, Carnival Games is like, imagine a real-life county fair. It's 20 mini games all in one. It's good for up to four players. It's really family-friendly, so good for all ages. You're going to be able to play it on the handheld Nintendo Switch device, or you can plug it into your TV so you can play right at home in your own living room with the whole family. Now, you mentioned something special that normally takes a lot of time. Usually, anything that's personalized or customized is taking time, but this year from Kodak, Kodak Moments, we've got something that's really easy, and this involves pictures, which I don't think we give often enough anymore. I really miss having to drop off film and pick up pictures, but with Kodak, you're going to be able to get personalized, customized gifts by simply popping into your local CVS store and going to the Kodak picture kiosk. Now, you're going to be able to print freestanding photos or custom decor panels. The prints are attached to a freestanding panel that is ready for a tabletop display or to be hung on the wall. You can literally just add a bow to these, and they make beautiful personal gifts. They come in different sizes, and they start as low as $5.99, and you can get these in just minutes. So you can order online and go pick up in store, or just go to your Kodak picture kiosk at your local CVS and get them in just minutes. So a great way to give a personalized and meaningful gift.
What about delivery?
So one of the biggest things that brick-and-mortar stores are doing now to get around that, if you've missed the deadline for ordering online for in-time delivery for holiday, is the ability to order online and pay online and then pick up in-store. Many, many brick-and-mortar retailers are doing this. It gives you a combination of the ease of using online to make your purchase, and then your package is literally ready for you. Some stores even offer curbside service where you can just drive right up and they'll hand you your package through your window. And off you go.
You walk into a store, you see, let's say, a dress for your wife or a jacket for your husband, or a piece of clothing, and you know it doesn't fit because they're out of the size you need. But the salesperson says, coming up on January 3rd, we're going to have a new shipment. Is it unethical to buy it knowing it doesn't fit? Because then you can say, well, you know, on January 3rd, bring it back and you'll get the right size. I'm talking from experience, the reason I said that, Claudia.
Yeah. Well, I think you have a couple options in that case, and I don't think it's unethical at all to buy the item and then say, this isn't your size, but I really wanted you to have this. I think this would be great on you. They're going to have your size in 8 days. We'll just go back and exchange it. Get creative with it, right? You buy a gift card for that store and maybe take a picture with your phone and then print it out at the Kodak picture kiosk and give, you know, your loved one a picture of the item with the gift card and let them know this is going to be back in stock in your size in a week. Let's go get it then. So I think there are ways you can be creative when something like that happens, but I think the age-old adage of it's the thought that counts definitely applies. So even if you get the item in the wrong size and let them know it'll be back in stock in a week, at least they have something to open and touch and feel, and I think that's perfectly okay.
How do you get around the free shipping situation, buying something that, again, takes a little bit of time to get, and when you're doing it last minute like this?
If you've missed free shipping day, Most retailers, in fact, for the holiday season, offer free shipping with some sort of a cost threshold. So spend $50 online and you'll get free shipping. That is very, very common during the holiday season. More often than not, you're going to be able to get free shipping on your items. Unless you need something expedited, that's when you're going to be incurring more of a cost.
Claudia, I'm assuming now, because you procrastinate as I procrastinate, we'll see each other at the mall around the 23rd?
Nope, not at all. We're going to go online, Ron. I'm going to tell you about two more things that you're going to be able to get for anybody in your life that are useful and fun gifts. One is the gift of movies. So from Cinemark, we've got the Cinemark Movie Club. This is available online only, so really easy for us to hop online and make this purchase without having to go to the mall at cinemark.com/giftmovieclub. You can purchase a membership anywhere from 1 month all the way up to a year, and it gets you a free movie ticket every month. You get 20% off at the concession stand. You get member pricing on any companion tickets. And if you don't use a ticket 1 month, it rolls over, so it never gets unused, so you don't lose the ticket ever. And then last, people are always looking for useful gifts during the holiday season. Now, we all know OtterBox from their great phone cases that are so protective and tough, but OtterBox now has something called the Elevation Tumbler. The tumblers come in a variety of sizes, coffee cup size. You can use one as a water bottle. You can use them as a cocktail shaker. They've got a wine cup size, and they have interchangeable lids, lids that you can swap from one cup to another. Very tough, very versatile, just like the OtterBox phone cases. A great gift for everyone and a great stocking stuffer.
That sounds fantastic. Where can we go, Claudia, for more information on what we talked about today?
You can go to tipsontv.com. And happy shopping.
Happy holidays and happy shopping to you too, Claudia. Have a very nice holiday season. Okay, bye-bye. Claudia Lombana has been our guest. She is the shopping specialist, Peabody Award and Emmy Award winning journalist, talking about last minute Christmas shopping, which has my name all over it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Well, that's going to put the ribbon on this week's show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Want to thank you and our guests for joining us. And our guests include Tony Orlando, author Scott Ryan, Mandy Landenfeld, Dina Martin, Cindy Lauper, comedian Kevin Nealon, and Claudia Lombana. Well, we hope from our family to yours that you have a great Christmas during this Christmas week. And we'll look for your company come next week when we're going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, Merry Christmas, everybody, and I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.